And that sound means it's time for a brand new feature here on the Aaron Keck Show. It is the Chatham County Roundup, taking a look at all things Pittsburgh and Chatham County in general. And we are joined now in the studio by Aaron Hall, who is with TajTalk.com and an expert on all things Chatham County. Joining us here in the studio for the first time, Aaron, great name and good to be with you.
Great name indeed. Well, Aaron, you know, down here they sometimes say Aaron, so you can be Aaron, I can be Aaron, we can both
Aaron,
be
okay.
Aaron, and we're up north, they say Aaron.
I went to grad school in New Jersey for 7 years, and they always pronounced my name with that ah sound.
Well, we'll do a little Aaron, we'll do some Aaron, we'll do some Aaron, we'll do some Aaron.
We are
so happy to be here to represent Chatham County
I'm
and
looking
all the
forward
growth
to this.
That's happening. You know, I brought just one of my favorite people in Chatham County, in Pittsburgh, Miss Tammy Schwerin, who's going to talk to us about the Abundance Foundation, about Pittsburgh, about the Pepper Fest. And so everyone out there listening, here's my friend Tammy Schwerin. Tammy, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Aaron. I call y'all Aaron.
We'll take Aaron. That's fine with us.
I'm Midwestern, and I have absolutely no pronunciation whatsoever.
So Tammy, I'm going to ask, where are you from?
I'm from Raleigh.
And what took you to Pittsburgh?
Well, my husband and I were looking for some land, and we just ended up in this really strange part of Chatham County called Moncur, and we had to hike through the grass, and we found this old abandoned house, and we bought it.
Well, I'll say full disclosure, I grew up in the Baltimore, D.C. area, but I was born in North Carolina, mother from Pittsburgh, dad from Wendell, so when you say that you found a place called Moncur, I'm sure anyone who's not in the area, what is a Moncur? Well, tell us how long you've been there, what you do there, and what makes Chatham County, Pittsburgh so special?
Well, I think we're really lucky. So Moncur is right next to Pittsburgh. It's a little suburb of Pittsburgh. I've been there 27 years, and when we first came, we commuted a lot back and forth to Cary in the computer business, and then we brought a business to Pittsburgh, and that's when I really got to know Pittsburgh and Chatham County. And back then, we had to sign up for for the computer license, and they didn't have anything in the book, so they called us a small appliance shop. And so that was 27 years ago. We were in downtown Pittsburgh with a little company called Blast.
And so now, fast forward, anyone listening knows about the Pepper Festival. They know about the Abundance Foundation. Tell us about the Abundance Foundation, your nonprofit, and then tell us anything we need to know about the Pepper Festival.
Okay. Well, we went from computers into renewable energy and local food. So a group of us started Chatham Marketplace, the co-op, and then a group started a renewable energy biodiesel company. So the two of those, we realized we needed to educate the public about local food and renewable energy. So 12 years ago, Abundance NC was born, and 11 years ago, we started this pepper. It was a pepper tasting at the time with 40 people in the backyard and farmer Doug who needed the research. And 11 years later, we should have, you know, 2,500, 3,000 people at Briar Chapel.
At what point does the tasting become a festival? How many people
is
necessary to make that transition?
It actually happened in the second year. So we brought in chefs and we brought in some music, and it rained and it was cold and we had about 200 people. Then the next year we had pepper beer. It was like a hot pepper ale.
That'll do it.
And it was sunny and we had 600 people and we were overwhelmed. And so Briar Chapel said, hey, why don't you guys bring it to our neighborhood? We're growing. And we did, and it has gone gangbusters.
So when is it happening? Tell us more about this
festival. This year's Pepper Fest, I'm going to give you a little bit of information about it. It's September 23rd, 3 to 6 p.m. It's at the Great Meadow Park in Briar Chapel. It has Ellis Dyson and the Shambles and Zambam Boogie, which is a Chatham County band. They're playing. We have lots of kids' education and workshops. And I'm going to list off some of the chefs and breweries. We have Angelina's Kitchen, who's
love Angelina's out of Pittsburgh.
Oh my gosh, you have to eat there if you haven't. The Mod is also amazing in Pittsburgh. Carolina Brewery, the Food Fairy. We have Fair Game Distillery. We have Topo Distillery in Chapel Hill.
Awesome.
Chatham Cider Works, Elaine's on Franklin, Fiddlehead Farm, Lilydin, Granite Springs Farms, Full Steam, Bacino Brewery, Hall River Mushrooms, Glass Apple, Harvest 18, La Residence, and on and on and on. So we have you know, a lot of Chatham County chefs and breweries, but we also have people from Raleigh and Durham and Greensboro. Mm.
Is there a run this year? Wasn't there a run a couple of years ago?
We had a run last year, and they had to do a shot of vodka and peppers. And so we're taking a break from that this year.
So the run or the shot of vodka?
No, you're keeping the shot of vodka, getting rid of the rum.
We are not running this year.
So for people who've not heard about Chatham County, Pittsburgh, what makes it special for someone who's never heard about it, that person driving through right now who's never heard about Pittsburgh, what makes a special place to be?
Well, okay, so this is my take on it. Chatham County is super special. We have this mix of, you know, liberal, conservative. We have the college there that I think adds this, it's the community college that's has the organic farming, sustainable ag program. That plus the arts community, plus we have a lot of really, like, the school system has made it a really special county.
And I think it, if you've never been to Pittsburgh, it may be one of the last towns with, I guess the best way to say it is a Norman Rockwell-esque look to it. That downtown, and I like to say that I live in downtown, I run through town, it is still, and I hope it maintains, it's one of the most beautiful downtown areas, and it even has a soda shop, S&T Soda Shop. Mm-hmm. You gotta go to S&T's while you're there.
That's an awesome place.
It is a great place, and my grandmother was the nurse in Pittsburgh for 50 years. So when I was a kid, not a necessarily a lot of fun to go spend summers in Pittsburgh, but as I've gotten older and now they have more to do, it's definitely a great place, and my roots run deep there, and I'm very happy that we're allowed to be here and we're starting our Chatham County Roundup. So every other week, I'm going to have different guests from
right
Chatham County. We'll try and get the mayor. We'll try and get some commissioners.
We'll get the mayor and the commissioners.
That's right.
Yeah,
we'll get some farmers.
Do or do not. There is no that's try.
Well, no, they've all been wanting to sign up. So
yeah,
my
this
list
is going to be a
growing.
Lot of fun.
It's going to be quite a lot of fun. And I listened to the ad that Ron Stutson, this great voice now, does, telling everyone about Pittsburgh now, and it's great. So if you haven't been to Pittsburgh, everyone out there, you need to come on down 15501.
And Tammy, one more time, for people who need to know more about the Abundance Foundation, if they want to get involved and help out and find out more about Pepperfest website, where can people go?
Yes, abundancenc.org and also pepperfestnc.org. You can get tickets there.
Sounds good. Again, Chatham County Roundup every other Tuesday at 4:30. Tune in. Tammy Schwerin, thank you so much.
Thank
Aaron
you.
Hall.
Thank you, Tammy. Thank you, Aaron.
Looking forward to
Aaron.
Looking forward to talking to you again in a couple of weeks.